He was born more than 18 months after the war ended in Afghanistan. But two-month-old Mohammed Yassin is a victim of the peace. Like other infants in this ward, he's suffering from severe malnutrition. Afghans are facing great economic hardship. The UN says this is the worst humanitarian crisis in the world. But there's another problem here, lack of staff. We weren't allowed to film close-up shots of the female nurses, but they are allowed to work as part of a medical exemption from the Taliban. The problem is that both female and male medical staff are leaving the country.
With the situation of all these people living here, both nurses and doctors, these guys leave us here alone, and as well as leaving our nation. There will be a very bad effect as there are more and more patients.
This is one of the better equipped hospitals in Afghanistan, but staffing here is still a real problem. There is just one nurse here for eight children. The international standard is one nurse caring for two children in an ICU like this. And the nurses here work 12-hour shifts. The international standard is just 8 hours at a time. One hospital in Kabul has had over 150 staff leave in 2 years, although the World Health Organization say there are no official figures for the whole of Afghanistan being kept.
This is really a very serious issue. And as WHO, we are trying our best to be able to provide that capacity building to those healthcare workers who are left in the country. And many of them, as in reality, when you say about this exodus of healthcare worker, most of them are those senior healthcare workers who were already trained by the government and by UN agencies before.
The medical brain drain comes on top of the withdrawal of much of the international funding, not just for hospitals, but for all humanitarian projects. Afghanistan's health sector faces a growing crisis. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, Kabul.